This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Coast to coast and across the world, this is Black, White and Rainbow. Your host, Andy Kay. Coming up on this show...
Which Way, you'll hear some Indigenous music and Indigenous artists from another country, and an interview with Sydney-based actor and performer Guy Simon.
From the studios of Joy 94.9, this is Black, White and Rainbow.
I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. You're listening to Black, White and Rainbow with Andy Kay on Joy 94.9. This next track is from an Indigenous artist from another country. This week it's Azar Santana. She was originally from Brazil and now lives in Canada. She's a musician specialising in percussion. Azar's songs and music are described as pop bossa nova. This track is called Ironia. This is Azar Santana.
Tão passando muitas fotos, lembrança da mocidade, ironia desta vida.
And that song was the title track from the Ironia album released in 2000 by Azar Santana. Last Saturday night I went to the Joyful Trivia. Our table didn't win, but congratulations to David Moyle and his table. I remember going to a trivia night that was an event to help raise funds for upcoming Indigenous lawyers. The funds went to help those newly qualified Indigenous legal practitioners to buy the required wigs and gowns to represent their clients in court. It was held at the William Cooper Centre on William Street in Melbourne CBD. So who was William Cooper? And why was an entire justice facility named for him? And why are we talking about him tonight? There's a new play in town based on the life of William Cooper. I recently spoke to one of the performers, Guy Simon. Guy, you studied at Eora in Sydney. What is Eora?
Eora is a TAFE college which is situated in Chippendale. And I did 2 years study there. So I did a screen course, which is like everything behind the camera, like to editing and lighting and sound and all of that jazz. And then I did another year in theatre performance and practice.
You also went to NIDA in 2010.
Yes, I did. Yeah, that's when I graduated. So 3 year course from 2008 to 2010.
Now, you went on to star in a few productions. You've worked with the Sydney Theatre Company in a production of Stolen, directed by Leah Purcell. You worked with National Film and Sound Archive, Kooi Cabaret, Sounds of Australia, and that toured.
Yep.
Tell us a bit about the touring part of it.
So what we did was we did Kooi Cabaret, which was the Sounds of Australia, and it was all of the sounds within the archive because it's quite hard to access them directly, and it's quite hard to tour them. So a friend of mine who wrote and directed the show, Nigel O'Brien, he came up with this idea to put all of the sounds within a cabaret. So it's like all of the sounds from like Aeroplane Jelly to like Kylie Minogue and all of these sounds that have been archived just put in there. And we toured them around Tasmania, Western Australia and regional Queensland.
And also regional New South Wales, I believe.
Oh, yes, that's right, yeah.
Can't forget your home state.
it was so long ago. But, it was a great little tour that we did.
You also performed at the New Theatre in a production of Lucky, written by Ferenc Alexander Zavaros.
Yeah, so he's a writer from overseas who was... He wrote this play about refugees and kind of coming to a new place and the journey in between this grey area that we never hear about, like... We always hear about where they come from and where they end up, but never the journey in between. So that was what he kind of touched on. And it was a great little production that we did, and it had aerial work in it, and it was quite an absurdist piece. But, it was also quite long ago as well.
You also played a role in the TV series Redfern Now. How did you get involved with that?
Well, I basically just auditioned, but that was only quite a short role that I had, but I was involved in, you know, doing reading for the casting and whatnot.
Okay, so at the moment you have a role in a play called Bright World. Tell us a bit about who the writers are.
Sure. Well, the play Bright World, it's directed by Paige Rattray, and it's written by Elise Hurst, who's a Jewish writer from Melbourne, and Andrea James, who is a Yorta Yorta woman from down this way. And the play is about these two writers coming together to write about the common link that they have with this man called William Cooper, this incredible man. He's not just a man. He, in his time, he was an activist, an Aboriginal activist who fought for our people and our rights in a time where he didn't have a voice. And he did this incredible thing in 1938, where he heard about this horrible crime that happened in Europe against the Jewish people, which was Kristallnacht, the Night of the Broken Glass, and where thousands of Jewish people were attacked and synagogues were burnt, Jewish shops were smashed and businesses were ruined. And it was heard of globally, and William Cooper heard about this, and he's all for human rights and fighting for injustice. And in a country where he had no voice, he stood up and hand-delivered a protest letter. He walked all the way from Footscray into the city at 70 years old, and he petitioned for the Jewish people. And the play kind of centres around both playwrights' common link. So Andrea James has a direct link to William Cooper, and Elise has ancestry of Holocaust survivors. So it's about these two coming together to write this play.
So where is the play on at the moment? It's in Melbourne, right?
Yeah, it's in Theatre Works in Kilda.
Theatre Works in St Kilda. And what's the? Is it running at the moment?
Yes, it is. It's running it up until the 30th of April.
How can we find out more? Is there a website we can go to find out more?
Yeah, I'm sure we can go to the Theatre Works website, or you can go to Arthur Productions.
Arthur Productions, and that's the production company. Yep. How can people get tickets?
Going to Theatre Works website, just ordering them online there.
All right, Guy, thank you very much for your time. We were speaking with Guy Simon, who's originally from Sydney but is in Melbourne for the production of Bright World. Thank you, Guy.
Great, thank you.
And that was Animal Song from Big Name No Blankets album. You're listening to Black, White and Rainbow with Andy Kay on Joy 94.9. Indigenous radio has lost one of its brightest stars from 98.9 in Brisbane on Triple A. Tiger Bales yesterday lost his battle with cancer. Tiger raised nine girls and was greatly involved with the community. I started on Triple A in the 90s, and Tiger was there from the very start. He was a wonderful mentor and a wonderful man, so you'll be greatly missed, Tiger. This is Black, White and Rainbow with Andy Kay. We've come to the end of the show.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.